Today's scripture reading is from Hebrews 11, 32 through 40.
今天的经文来自希伯来书第十一章三十二到四十节。请，我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶佛他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。
And what more can I say? Time is too short for me to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets.
他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。
Who by faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions.
灭了烈火的猛士。脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
Quench the raging of fire, escape the edge of the sword, gain strength in weakness, became mighty in battle, and put foreign armies to flight.
有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放。为要得着更美的复活。
Women received their dead, raised to life again. Other people were tortured, not accepting release, so that they might gain a better resurrection.
又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练。
Others experienced mockings and scourgings, as well as bonds and imprisonment.
被石头打死，被锯锯死。受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害。
They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they died by the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins, in goatskins, destitute, afflicted, and mistreated.
在旷野、山里、山洞、地穴，漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and on mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
All these were approved through their faith, but they did not receive what was promised.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
Since God had provided something better for us, so that they would not be made perfect without us.
请坐。
May all be seated. What do you think of when you think of someone who has faith in God?
当你想到那些对神有信心的人的时候，你会想到什么？
Here is an amazing story about faith.
这里有一个关于信心的奇妙故事。
Jim Elliot was a missionary with a passionate faith in God.
吉姆·艾略特是一位对神有着火热信心的传教士。
He went with his team to the jungles of Ecuador to share the gospel with a Native American tribe there.
他和他的团队曾经去到厄瓜多尔的丛林里，与那里的一个美洲原住民部落分享福音。
While there in Ecuador, Jim and another missionary were killed by the group he was trying to share God's love with.
在厄瓜多尔时，吉姆和另外一位传教士被他试图与之分享神之爱的团体所杀害。
Was his faith not enough?
他的信心还不够吗？
This is a photo of Martin and Gracia Burnham.
这是马丁和格雷西亚·伯汉姆的照片。
I got to hear her speak at a missions conference.
我有机会在一次宣教会上听他分享。
They were missionaries in the Philippines, but were captured by Muslim terrorists.
他们曾经是在菲律宾的传教士，但被穆斯林恐怖组织抓住了。
I have the book that Gracia wrote, and it is incredible.
我有本格拉西亚写的书，这本书很不可思议。
When the Philippine military came to save them, Martin was killed in the gunfight.
当菲律宾军队来救他们时，马丁在枪战中被杀。
Is his death an example of weak faith or amazing faith?
他的死是表明了信心的软弱，还是无比的刚强？
One of the problems with Christians in North America is that we think that faith in God means life will be easy.
在北美基督徒中，一个普遍的问题就是，我们认为对神的信心意味着生活会很容易。
I think without knowing it, many of us believe in the prosperity gospel, that God wants you to be healthy and wealthy.
我认为在不知不觉中，我们中的许多人相信成功神学，认为神希望你健康和富裕。
Our Bible study group has been going through the book of Hebrews.
我们的圣经学习小组现在在学习希伯来书。
We have come to the part about faith and have read many examples of what faith looks like.
我们现在学到了关于信仰的部分，并读到许多关于信心的例子。
As we look at today's passage, I want you to compare what the Bible says about faith and what you believe.
当我们看今天的经文时，我想让大家比较一下圣经里提到的信心和你所相信的信心。
Hebrews chapter 11 begins with a description of faith.
希伯来书第十一章以描述信心开始。
Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen, for by this our ancestors were approved.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
We hope for something that we can't see.But our actions show that our hope is real.
我们盼望我们看不到的东西，但我们的行动表明我们的盼望是实实在在。
God didn't care if the people were strong or smart or rich or powerful.
神并不关心人们是否强壮、聪明、富有或有多大的能力。
God cared if people trusted his promises and followed him.
神真正关心的是人们是否相信他的应许并愿意跟随他。
Then there's a list of examples of people who trusted God and acted in faith.
然后是一连串的例子，这些人相信并且凭信心而行事。
Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, and Rahab.
亚伯、以诺、诺亚、亚伯拉罕、沙拉、以撒、雅各、约翰、摩西、约书亚和拉合。
Even though everyone around Noah was happy being evil.Noah trusted that God's ways were better.
尽管诺亚周围的人全都乐于作恶，但诺亚更喜爱并相信神的话语和神的道。
God gave Noah the mission of saving life on earth from the flood, and Noah trusted God by building the ark.
神赋予了诺亚从洪水中拯救地球上所有生命的这个使命。诺亚相信神并建造了方舟。
God picked Abraham when Abraham and Sarah were elderly.
当亚伯拉罕和撒拉年老时，神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
God promised Abraham and Sarah they would become parents to a whole nation of people.
神也应许亚伯拉罕和撒拉将成为整个民族的父母。
They had faith in God and traveled to a foreign land that God led them to.
他们对神有信心，并在神的带领下进入了一个完全陌生的国度。
God gave Moses the impossible job of freeing the Israelites from Egypt.
神给了摩西一个不可能完成的任务，就是把以色列人从埃及解救出来。
Moses had faith in God, so Moses went and led the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西对神有信心，所以摩西带领以色列人离开了埃及。
And what more can I say? Time is too short for me to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets.
我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。
Then there are even more people. There are so many more examples of faith in God that the author doesn't have enough time to list all of them.
关于信心的例子还有太多太多，以至于作者没有足够的时间一一例举。
When Israel was being oppressed by neighboring countries, God raised Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah up to defeat the enemies.
当以色列被邻国压迫的时候，神兴起了基甸、巴拉克、参孙和耶弗他，打败了敌人。
God chose David to expand God's kingdom and give the people peace.
神选择了大卫来扩张神的国度，给他的子民带来和平。
God used Samuel and other prophets to bring justice to the land and tell people about God's law.
神利用撒母耳和其他先知为这片土地带来正义，告诉人们神的律法。
I bet some of these names are unfamiliar to many of you.
我敢打赌，很多名字对我们中间的人，许多人来说都是陌生的。
We don't have time to go over all these people did, but it's important to know.
我们没有时间去了解这些人做的所有的事情，但知道这一点很重要。
There are many books and preachers out there that misuse the Bible.
有许多书和传道人滥用圣经。
They take stories out of context to teach that God wants to give you all the desires of your heart, but these examples of faith didn't look for what their own hearts wanted.
他们断章取义的教导，说神愿意帮助你实现你内心的愿望，但在这些信心的例子中，那些人并没有寻找他们自己内心想要的东西。
God presented them with a promise and a purpose.
神向他们提出一个应许和一个旨意。
We know they had faith in God and did what God wanted to get what God promised.
我们知道他们对神有信心，按照神的旨意去做，便得到神的应许。
What is God's purpose for your life now?
神给你人生的旨意是什么？
Now Jesus wants you to follow him and teach other people to follow him too. Okay, wrong page. There we go.Yeah, there we go. Jesus' mission was to come down to earth and die on the cross to save us from our sins.
耶稣的使命是来到世上，死在十字架上，把我们从罪中拯救出来。
He gave us the promise that we can have all our sins forgiven and to be with Jesus forever.
他应许我们所有的罪都可以被宽恕，并永远和耶稣在一起。
Now Jesus wants you to follow him and teach other people to follow him too.
现在耶稣希望你能跟随他，并教导其他人也能跟随他。
Matthew 28:18-20 says, Jesus came near and said to them, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.
马太福音28:18-20这样说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus wants you to love and care for the people in our church and around us, just like how Jesus loves and cares for you.
耶稣希望你能像他爱你和关心你一样，去爱和关心我们教会的周围的人。
Do you show faith in God by doing the mission God has given you?
你是否能通过完成神赋予你的使命来表示对神的信心？
If you don't believe in Jesus, God wants you to step out in faith and trust in him to forgive and save you so that you can have eternal life with him.
如果你还没有相信耶稣，神希望你能踏出信心的第一步，相信他能宽恕和拯救你，使你进入永生并永远和他在一起。
Next, we have a list of the things that people of faith experienced.
接下来我们有一个清单，列出了有信心的人所经历的事情。
Who by faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, gained strength in weakness, became mighty in battle, and put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead raised to life again.
他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许。堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军，有富人得自己的死人复活。
As people followed God by faith, many experienced God doing amazing things.
当人们凭着信心跟随神时，许多人便能够经历神所做的奇妙事情。
Faithful kings conquered enemies around Israel so that the people could freely worship God.
信实的君王战胜了以色列周围的敌人，使人们可以自由地敬拜他。
Judges and prophets brought justice according to God's law.
士师和先知们按照神的律法来伸张正义。
God protected Daniel from lions and kept Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego safe from the fire so that the king of Persia and king of Babylon would know who the real God was.
在狮子穴中，神保护但以理， 并使沙德拉、米沙和亚伯尼哥免于火刑，使波斯王和巴比伦王知道谁才是真正的神。
Elijah and Elisha both brought dead people back to life and gave people hope in God.
以利亚和以利沙都使死人复活，让人们对神有盼望。
As these people trusted God and fulfilled God's purpose, God did miraculous things.
当这些人相信神并完成神的旨意时，神就能创造奇迹。
As the early church spread the good news about Jesus, God miraculously changed people.
当早期教会传播关于耶稣的好消息时，神奇迹般地改变了人们。
People that hated Jesus completely turned around and became eager to love Jesus and tell others about him.
那些憎恨耶稣的人完全改变了他们的态度，开始热切地爱耶稣并传扬耶稣的事情。
People stuck in sinful habits experienced freedom as the Holy Spirit worked in them.
现在罪恶习惯中的人们，他们在圣灵的工作下完全获得了自由。
There was big racial and cultural division between Jewish and Greek people, but the churches became filled with Jews and Greeks that loved each other like one big family.
犹太人和希腊人之间存在着巨大的种族和文化分歧。但教会里充满了犹太人和希腊人，他们像一个大家庭一样彼此相爱。
Ancient Roman and Greek culture taught that there were higher classes and lower classes, but people realized that they were all equal because of Jesus' love.
古罗马和希腊的文化教导人们有高级和低级之分，但人们意识到由于耶稣的爱，他们都是平等的。
As people followed Jesus and taught others to follow Jesus,God did wonders in people's lives.
当人们跟随耶稣并教导他人跟随耶稣时，神在人们的生活中创造奇迹。
And these miracles still happen today.
而这些奇迹今天仍在发生。
Some in our fellowship have had trouble spending time with God in praying and Bible reading, but they trusted God and acted in faith.
在我们团契中，有些人在花时间向神祷告和读经时遇到了困难。但他们相信神并凭信心行事。
Now they regularly spend time with God and do it joyfully.
现在他们不但经常花时间与神在一起，而且是充满喜乐的在做这些事情。
People have shared about how they are learning to let go of anger and bitterness toward others because Jesus loved them.
有些人分享，因为耶稣的爱，他们学习如何放下对他人的愤怒和怨恨。
Others had spent years attending church services, but God has moved them to eagerly serve and care for others.
还有一些人多年来只是来教会听听讲道而已，但现在神感动了他们，去热心的服侍和关心其他的人。
How have you seen God at work?
你如何看到神在工作？
If some of you aren't seeing anything happening, maybe it's because you aren't seeing with eyes of faith.
如果你们中的一些人没有看到任何事情发生，也许因为你没有用信心的眼睛去看。
You'll see based on what your purpose is.
你所看到的事情是跟你的目的或意愿相符合的。
For example, if my main purpose is self-advancement at work, I'll only see how people can help me in my career.
比如说，如果我的主要目的是在工作中自我提升。我只会看到人们如何在事业上帮助我。
If my main purpose is saving face, I'll only see whether people can make me look good in front of others.
如果我的主要目的是为了面子，我就只会看到人们是否让我在别人面前看起来更好一点。
If my main purpose for church is to perform a duty, then I will see everything as a chore.
如果我去教会的目的是履行职责，那么我就会把一切都看作是苦差事。
But if my main purpose is to faithfully follow Jesus and teach others to follow Jesus, I will see when other people grow spiritually.
但是如果我的主要目的是忠实地跟随耶稣，并且教导其他人跟随耶稣，我就会看到人们灵命的成长。
What do you see?
你能看到什么呢？
Many people that faithfully followed God experienced God's power, but that wasn't the same for everyone.
许多很忠心跟随神的人经历了神的大能，但这种经历对于每个人都是不一样的。
Some were tortured, mocked, whipped, and imprisoned.
有些人被折磨，被嘲笑，被鞭打，被囚禁。
Some were killed by stoning.
有些人被用石头砸死。
We aren't sure who was sawed in half, but it's traditionally held that the prophet Isaiah was sawn in half.
我们不确定是谁被锯成两半，但传统上是认为先知以赛亚被锯成两半。
Instead of being part of a corrupt society or living in luxury, many wandered out in the desert.
还有许多人没有成为腐败社会的一部分，也没有过上奢侈的生活，而是在沙漠中游荡。
Prophets were tortured and beaten because they delivered God's message to the people.
先知们被折磨和殴打，因为他们传扬神的信息。
They could have saved themselves if they told people what they wanted to hear.But they wouldn't change God's message.
如果那些先知们说一些人们想听或喜欢听的东西，就可以拯救自己，但他们没有改变神的信息。
Why would these people be willing to go through that?
为什么这些人愿意去经历这些呢？
I thought if I follow God, God will take care of me and protect me.
我想如果我跟随神，神会保护我，神会照顾我。
Why would anyone put their faith in God if they will get treated horribly or killed for it?
如果有人会因此受到可怕的对待或被杀，为什么要把他们的信心放在神身上呢？
Perhaps the most shocking thing is that these people were approved by God but died before they could see the results of their faith.
也许最令人震惊的是，这些人得到了神的认可，但他们在看到自己信心的结果之前就离世了。
All these were approved through their faith, but they did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, so that they would not be made perfect without us.
这些人的信心因得，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
They did all the right things because of their faith in God, and God gave them a big thumbs up.But they still died without receiving the full promise.
他们因为对神的信心而做了所有正确的事情，神对他们竖起了大拇指，但他们仍然没有得到完整应许前就离世了。
Doesn't that seem horrible?
这不是很可怕吗？
It's like the stories of the missionaries I shared at the beginning.
这就像我在开头分享的传教士的故事一样。
It all seems like a foolish waste.
这一切似乎是很愚蠢的在浪费生命。
It wasn't a waste, though, because the promise they had from God was to live forever with God.
但这并不是一种浪费，因为他们从神那里得到的应许是与神永远的在一起。
They were willing to give up everything and even die, because nothing could keep them from God's promises.
他们愿意放弃一切，甚至死亡，因为没有什么能使他们远离神的应许。
Jim Elliot has a famous quote, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep.To gain what he cannot lose.
吉姆·艾略特有一句名言，他说：“一个为了得到他不会失去的东西而放弃他不能保留的东西的人，他绝对不是傻瓜。”
He believed that he was giving up the life that he couldn't keep, so that he would receive eternal life from Jesus.
他相信他是在放弃他无法保留的生命，以便能从耶稣那里得到永远的生命。
There was something better waiting for him.
有更好的东西在等着他。
Is your hope in God only for earthly things?
你对神的希望只是为了世上的东西吗？
Although we live a very comfortable life following God here in Canada, that's not the case for everyone around the world.
虽然我们在加拿大跟随神过着非常舒适的生活，但世界其他地方的人并不是都有这样子的生活。
Last month, Open Doors released their 2023 World Watch List.
上个月，敞开的门发布了他们2023年世界守望名单。
They research persecution against Christians around the world and annually release a list of the top 50 countries where Christians are persecuted.
他们研究世界各地对基督徒的迫害，每年发布一份基督徒受迫害的前50个国家的名单。
Over 350 million Christians in the world live in a country where it's dangerous to follow God.
世界上有超过 3.5 亿的基督徒， 在他们生活的国家里，跟随神都是一件非常危险的事情。
Over 5,600 Christians were killed for their faith last year, and over 2,100 churches were attacked or closed.
去年有超过5,600名基督徒因其信仰而被杀害，超过2,100座教堂、教会被攻击或关闭。
Open Doors acknowledges this is a low estimate because a lot of persecution isn't reported.
敞开的门承认这是个低估算，因为很多迫害并没有被报告。
These people are willing to follow God even to death because they know that God promises eternal life.
这些人愿意跟随神以至于死亡，因为他们知道神的应许，神应许了永恒的生命。
No matter what happens on earth, they will be brought back to life to live forever with God.
无论在世界上发生什么，他们都会重生并永远与神生活在一起。
Even though we can't see what eternal life looks like, we can see the reality of their faith in action.
尽管我们无法亲眼见到永生，但我们可以看到他们的信仰在行动中的实现。
What are you hoping for from God?
你向神盼望什么？
The world wasn't good enough for those heroes of the faith because they wanted something even better. But I think our hopes are often limited to the world.
这个世界对于那些信仰的英雄们来说还不够好，因为他们想要更好的。但我认为我们的盼望往往局限于这个世界。
If you're a Christian, what are you really putting your hope in?
如果你是一个基督徒，你真心把你的信心放在什么上面？
What do you pray about?
你为什么而祷告？
It's not wrong to pray for daily needs. It's even part of the Lord's Prayer.
为日常的需要祷告并没有错，这甚至是主祷文的一部分。
But how much of your prayer involves something more?
但你的祷告有多少是涉及其他更多的方面呢？
Do you pray for the salvation of your non-Christian friends and family?
你是否为你的非基督徒朋友和家人的得救而祷告？
I admit that I get caught up praying for my day-to-day.And forget to pray for the non-believers in my life.
我承认我忙于我为自己的日常祷告，而经常忘记了为我生命中的非基督徒而祷告。
Does your joy come and go based on whatever is going on in your life?
你的喜乐是否是建立在生活中一些事情的成败上？
Or are you able to still be joyful when things get difficult because you know that God has an eternal reward waiting for you?
还是当事情变得困难的时候，你仍然能够喜乐，因为你知道神有一个永恒的奖赏在等着你。
Are you more concerned about your child's spiritual life than their academic life?
你是否更关心你孩子的属灵生活，而并非他们的学习生活呢？
On one hand, good schooling will benefit them here on earth, but a growing relationship with God will be much better and will go on after this life is over.
一方面，良好的学校教育会使他们在世上受益，但与神有一个越来越亲密的关系会更好，这也将会在今生结束后继续下去。
If people saw your life, would they see that you were looking for something greater than what this world has to offer?
如果人们看到你的生活，他们会不会看到你在寻找一个比这个世界所能提供的更大、更好的东西？
Take a moment and see which of these questions stand out for you.
让我们花点时间来看看以下哪些问题对你来说比较特别。
It's not wrong to pray for daily needs. It's even part of the Lord's... Wait. Sorry. A little printing error. How has your faith in God led to... Does your purpose in life demonstrate faith in God?
你的生活目的是否展现出对神的信心？
How has your faith in God led to miracles in and around your life?
你对神的信心是如何在你的生活中彰显奇迹的？
What kinds of struggles does your faith help you get through?
你的信心帮助你度过了什么样子的困境？
Does your life show other people that there is something beyond this life that you're looking forward to?
你的生活是否能让别人看到你在盼望除了今生以外的事情？
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for these examples of faith.
主啊，为这些我们为这些信心的真实例子而感谢你。
Help us trust in you, your promises, so that we can act in faith.
请你帮助我们相信你的应许，以便我们能凭信心行事。
Let us understand your purpose for our lives so we can faithfully obey.
请你让我明白你给我们的旨意，以便我们能够带着信心来顺服你。
Let us see what you are doing around us so that we can join in.
请让我们看到你在我们周围所做的事情，以便我们也能加入到其中。
Let us persevere even when things go bad.
请帮助我们，即使在事情不顺利的时候，也让我们能够坚持下去。
Show us where we are being faithful, unfaithful to you, so when we, such as when we value earthly, temporary things over the eternal.
请让我们看到我们在哪里有信心的软弱，比如当我们重视这个世界上暂时的一些事情，而不是永恒的事情的时候。
Forgive us when we do that, and change our hearts so that we'll be faithful to you.
请你原谅我们，当我们这样做的时候，并改变我们的心，使我们对你有更有信心。
Show us all the value of your promises, so we will spend eternity with you.
请向我们展示你应许的价值，让我们渴望与你度过永生。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.